Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. Today's stories include how to use LinkedIn successfully for business, changes to the online shipping world, and where app developers are turning for help. Those stories and more after this.
Don't just read the Wall Street Journal, experience it with podcasts from the Wall Street Journal Online. Headlines, technology, personal finance, small business tips, featured stories from journal reporters, and more. For a complete list of podcasts, log on to wsj.com/podcasts or check us out on your smartphone with Stitcher or TuneIn.
We'll start with this. How about a couple of business owners' success stories from using the professional social media site LinkedIn? Here's the Wall Street Journal's Joe Connolly.
Here's quite a testament to the effectiveness of LinkedIn from a recent business owners program that I moderated.
The experience that I had was I was trying to reach a company back out in the Midwest, and I could not get through to the executive that I needed to contact. So what I did was I went on LinkedIn, looked at his groups that he was a member of, and then started posting content that was relative to what he was interested in. So instead of pitching to him, I provided him with information that proved that I was an authority. So in essence, it was content marketing that got him interested in speaking to me.
And the man he couldn't get through to contacted him in less than 2 months. Another business owner used LinkedIn in another way.
Hi, I'm a blogger and a beauty expert. And I posted on LinkedIn that I was looking for products to review and write about. All of a sudden, I got slews of products being sent to me, and it opened up a lot of networks for me to sell other products, talk about other things, and make some money doing, you know, for example, jewelry right now. I'm now repping a jewelry company, and everything is becoming like a big spider web, all intertwined.
It's LinkedIn by a mile in the contest for impact online. I'm Joe Connolly for the Wall Street Journal.
Thanks, Joe. There's a shakeup happening when it comes to shopping online, and small businesses should be aware. FedEx is raising prices on ground shipments, those bulky but lightweight packages carrying popular items like diapers, sweaters, maybe shoes. Instead of charging by weight alone, all ground packages will now be priced according to size. It's an exclusive story from Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens, who says, in effect, that'll mean a price increase on more than a third of its U.S. ground shipments. Laura, explain what's happening.
Now, all but the biggest packages have, up until now, or up until January when they actually make the change, been priced by weight. So it didn't matter how big the package was, but it would be charged based on how much it actually weighed. Now, they're going to change it because, you know, all these e-commerce orders are taking up a lot of space in their trucks, and they want to make sure that they're being compensated appropriately for that. So they're going to change it so that basically it's going to be the volume of the package rather than the weight or whichever is higher. So this could really affect a lot of lightweight e-commerce shipments. Recently I've actually gotten some boxes that came with a lot of filling in them, but not very much merchandise. So it's going to really change the way that things are packaged. And also, it's going to be a lot more expensive for some retailers to ship. Analysts that I spoke to are expecting this to affect at least a third of all ground packages. So, you know, this is going to be things like toilet paper, paper towels, convenience items, diapers, a lot of things that are bulky, but lighter in weight.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens. How's this going to change the way packages are shipped?
So the biggest impacts will be things like packaging things more compactly. So, you know, you're not going to be getting a big box with just a very small item in it any longer. Another thing that we've been hearing is that already shippers were trying to fit a lot of different things into one single box to ship it to you so that they could get some weight discounts. And that's something that's likely to increase even more now because you'll be charged more for either the weight or the volume. And so you might just go for the weight and try to stuff as many items into the box as you can.
Is FedEx, Laura, the only company to go in this direction?
FedEx and UPS typically match each other historically. So, you know, they will almost always take the chance for more revenue rather than a competitive advantage. So pretty much everybody in the industry expects UPS to follow suit. We'll have to see. The announcement could come in the next couple of months, depending on if they decide to follow or not.
Thanks, Laura. Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens. Coming up next, a snapshot of small business hiring.
Flight 24 will depart from gate 39.
It's a good thing you're always ready to go.
Proceed to the gate.
After the two-week vacation in St. Thomas and the conference in New York, there was the unexpected client meeting on the coast and the middle of the night call to Asia. This was all before taking the red-eye home with a delay. So it's good to know that even after weeks in airport parking, your Cadillac is also ready to hit the road. With Cadillac Certified Service, our experts keep your Cadillac as ready to go as you are.
For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires at your Cadillac dealer. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Well, a new survey finds more small business owners were hiring in April, with 61% saying they expect to increase their total number of employees this year. That's up from February and March, according to research from the Wall Street Journal and Vistage International. The reasons for the hiring differ.
It deals with your industry. I know one business owner I spoke to said that he's in manufacturing, and manufacturing really needs a lot of skilled workers right now.
Wall Street Journal reporter Rhonda Colvin says small business owners have been tied up with things like overtime and changes from the health insurance law.
But now they're sort of feeling a little bit better about those issues and feeling as if they can now turn their attention to the basic operations, which would include hiring.
Raj Khera, CEO of Mailer Mailer in Rockville, Maryland, a firm that designs email marketing templates, plans to add 4 employees to his staff of 12 full-timers. He says his small business clients are increasing their own marketing budgets, making it a good time to hire. And finally, are you looking for another way to fill your child's busy schedule? How about as a product tester? As companies crank out apps and gadgets aimed at kids, these things need to be tested by the targeted customer. Wall Street Journal reporter Katie Rossman says for tech-minded parents, product testing is the new karate. Katie, take us through this.
As parents, present company included, more often handoff our used mobile devices to our kids and sort of let them have Wi-Fi on them. There's more and more apps and gadgets and games, et cetera, being aimed at this market of young kids, and much of it's coming out of Silicon Valley. But meanwhile, these products need to be tested before they can be released, and you really want to test them on the market that they're intended for. And so these entrepreneurs and CEOs are searching for kids that they can book for product testing. And it's not always easy for a couple reasons. First of all, a lot of kids are going to school and a lot of kids are booked after school.
Yeah.
And also a lot of these entrepreneurs are sort of young guys who aren't in that phase of life where they're interacting with families with kids a lot. So they right. need fixers.
Right. That's funny. Yeah. I was just going to say, this is every kid's dream. Like, okay, listen, I'm going to pick you up at school today at 4. And remember, we have to go right to the app testing shop.
Exactly.
Right? Kid would be like, what? Yeah, sign me up.
Exactly.
But it's not that easy, I guess.
Well, and it is fun for them. I mean, it's fun and it's play. And, you know, a lot of the Silicon Valley parents, of course, talk about how they're happy that their children are being exposed to entrepreneurialism and the iterative process. And for kids, it's just sort of, you know, this is a fun thing to do. And of course, it's probably fun and cool to be a part of something at an early stage. And the companies, it's not bad marketing for them either, because as much as, you know, these kids are testers, they're also their market. Mm. And word of mouth among kids is valuable.
Thanks, Katie. Wall Street Journal reporter Katie Rossman in New York. For more on small business topics, trends, and startup ideas, check out WSJ.com and click the Small Business tab. I'm Gordon Deal for the Wall Street Journal.